Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're getting into a late movie review. This is every week you like to get to a film you've somehow never seen before.
And there are many.
Yeah, I was thinking about it last night. I'm sure you might have seen it, but that movie Robots, the animated, I think Ewan McGregor's one of the robots.
Oh, no.
I'm just fascinated to think about how that holds up in 2022.
There's so many that even, yeah, just alone to go back and rewatch was great. I watched The Master of Disguise on Friday, not for a like movie review, but just because it was on Netflix. And like to rewatch it, hilarious, very outdated, but very funny.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Today it was Gone Girl I set you with, Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, big dark, moody thriller. Quite popular, 2014.
Yeah, I remember it being a book. I remember it coming out. For some reason, I thought it was newer than 2014, but there you go. A lot of babble with this one. I mean, it was a 2.5 hour long movie. So, look, let's get into it. This is how it went.
If my calculations are correct, this was based on a book, right? Ugh, Ben Affleck. I really can't stand this guy. This movie goes for 2.5 hours and I have to stare at Ben Affleck the whole time. Surely this is not the response you'd have if your partner went missing. This Amy chick seems weird. My brain hurts. Okay, so far we're like halfway through this movie. I don't know who I'm supposed to believe. There was a major plot twist. There's been many major plot twists as we've gone on. Amy seems weird. Ben Affleck seems dodgy. But I don't know if I just think that because I think Ben Affleck's dodgy anyway. Maybe I'm biased because I don't like Ben Affleck. Perhaps he's a good guy.
1 hour later.
I don't think he's a good guy. Neil Patrick Harris is in it though, that's nice. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris is creepy. Ah, see Amy, sometimes your plans just don't go right and you have to adapt. And also, don't be stupid and let thousands of dollars fall out of your pocket and expect nothing to happen. Oh my God, I didn't see that coming at all. Why am I laughing? This is an absolute tragedy. She's awful. Oh, look at that. Reunited. These people are messed up, and that is using a very kind word. Oh my God, she's evil. That's how it ends? Do you know who I relate to in all of this? The sister that's crying on the kitchen floor. All right, quick movie wrap up. Now that my heart rate has slowed down a little bit, that was full on. I loved the twists and turns. The problem I have with this is that Ben Affleck's in it. And no matter what happens, I can't see past Ben Affleck's face. 2.5 hours in and I really need a nap. I still have to rate it pretty highly. I'm going to say 4 chickens out of 5. Nice pull, Bob. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's really well cast in that movie. If you don't like him and you don't trust him, that's exactly why Ben Affleck is the guy in that movie.
But that was where it was conflicting, is because I don't trust Ben Affleck on a good day. So.
You're not meant to.
No, but like even in real life.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm not meant to trust Ben Affleck at all?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if it works for you in the movie, then just roll with it.
Yeah, but it confused me more because I thought I was just being judgy.
No. I think you grasped it. Can I ask, you watched it with your fiancé.
Mm.
How are you two doing at the moment?
Well, if that's what marriage is going to be, I don't know if I want it. That was a lot to take in.
Quite a few couples sort of split after watching that movie back in the day. They were like, oh, I don't know about this.
Oh, my gosh. No, we're fine. Just we'll stay away from any kind of murder and faking our own deaths and we'll be right.
We'll pick a nice movie next week.